Y hoy, hermanos, vamos a tener oportunidad de que el Señor nos enseñe. Y el tema, hermanos, es la mayordomía. ¿Cómo vivir como mayordomos de los recursos que Dios nos da? Y muchos no sabemos cómo ser mayordomos. Sabemos cómo vivir como dueños, no mayordomos. Lo que tengo es mío y para mí. En vez de decir, lo que tengo es de Dios y es para Él. Y es la diferencia entre un mayordomo y un dueño, hermanos. Y por eso uno tiene el gozo del Señor y el otro no lo tiene. No lo tiene, viviendo en la carne. Ojalá, hermanos, tomamos como de todo corazón la canción que cantamos, que nos enseñe sus sendas. We were singing, Lord, teach me your ways and, in Spanish. And today, brothers, we're going to talk on the theme of stewardship. And the steward is one who says, what I have is God's, and it's for Him. Okay? It's for Him, for me to use for Him. Okay? And the difference between a steward and a owner, a lot of us never get out of the owner phase in our spiritual growth. What I have is mine and it's for me. It's the owner. That's his thoughts. That's his thinking. Okay? Today, we're going to have an opportunity to learn spiritual truth that can change the way you live and cause spiritual growth and blessing and the resources of God to pour into your lap. Okay? For God to use through you. Yeah? If you were willing to live as a steward of God, okay, an administrator, okay. So today's title is "Time." Now is the time to trust the Lord, okay. We're going to take the trust test. If you really trust the Lord, okay. A lot of you ask, "Do you trust the Lord?" Oh yeah, I trust the Lord. I trusted Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Well, there's so many areas. Today you're going to discover a whole bunch, okay? So it takes two sermons to get through this. Vamos ahora a hablar sobre, ahora es cuando de confiar en el Señor. Ahora es cuando. Vamos a tomar la prueba de la confianza, hermanos, para ver qué tanto de veras confían en Dios, como cristiano. ¿Qué tanto de veras confían en Dios? Muchos dicen, oh sí, confío en Dios. Oh, mi Salvador, mi Señor. No, pero hermanos, hay tantas áreas. Y hoy van a descubrir un montón, hermanos, que dura dos sermones para. Y vamos a ver, hermanos, cómo confiar, especialmente empezando este nuevo año. Este es el retrato de la semana pasada y me gustó tanto. Dije, lo voy a guardar para este sermón también. So we're going to see how we can jump, brothers, into 2021, learning how to trust the Lord even more so. Okay. And brothers, it'll be to your benefit and to your blessing. Okay, a lot of people are not going to be able to make the change. Okay, so we got to be able to learn to trust the Lord. I'm gonna give you the central verse for today to lead us why it's important to trust the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-10. Vamos a ver Proverbios 3 del 5 al 10. La palabra del Señor, lo que dice acerca de la confianza. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And there it is, brothers. A lot of people only trust the Lord with some of our heart. And they're very slow to ever grow out of that, okay? But we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Not just some ways. All your ways. Even your thoughts. Your private thoughts. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. And do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth. Okay? And here's an area, brothers, that God is very interested. He wants to see how much you love Him with your wealth. Okay? Now, why does God want my money? He owns the universe. I mean, why is it? Because, brothers, your heart has your heartstrings are tied to your wallet, okay? Spiritually speaking, brothers, it is. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, Jesus said. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And God wants your heart. He wants your heart. And a lot of us don't realize that we haven't given him all our heart, okay? So there's a connection, spiritual connection between our heart and our treasures, okay? Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled. Here's the promise. Your barns will be filled with plenty. Your vats will overflow with new wine. Dice la palabra de Dios, confía en el Señor con todo tu corazón y no te apoyes en tu propio entendimiento. Reconócele en todos tus caminos, no algunos caminos. ¿Ya? Y así estamos muchos cristianos, unos pocos caminos, sí, pero no todos. Y él enderezará tus sendas. Fíjate, ahí están las sendas del Señor, fíjate. Queremos ver. No seas sabio en tus propios ojos. Teme al Señor y reapártate del mal. Ahí está. Será con medicina para tu cuerpo y refrigerio para tus huesos. Honra al Señor con todos tus bienes y con las primicias de todos tus frutos. Hermano, ya está la conexión, hermano, entre confiar en el Señor. ¿Dónde está tu tesoro? Hay una conexión, hay una cadenita del corazón a la cartera, a la bolsa. ¿Eh? Y donde está tu tesoro, ahí está tu corazón. Y Dios quiere tu corazón. Pero muchas veces no queremos honrar al Señor de nuestras primicias, de nuestros tesoros. ¿Eh? Y pues nunca Dios tiene el corazón, todo nuestro corazón. El 9 dice, honra al Señor con tus bienes, la primicia de todos tus frutos. Entonces, ¿qué va a pasar? Tus graneros se llenarán de abundancia y tus lagares rebosarán de mosto. There's a story of Desert Pete. A story about Desert Pete. It's a parable. Que modern day parable. Hay una historia, una parábola de Pedro, el que caminaba por el desierto. Many years ago, a weary traveler hiked for miles across the desert with a hot sun beating down on his back. Okay, había, dice uno, que caminaba por el desierto y estaba caminando muchas millas en el desierto con el sol quemándole a su espalda. Okay? His water supply was gone, and he knew that if he didn't find water soon to quench his thirst, he would surely die. Dice que mientras caminaba se le acabó el agua. ¿Eh? Se le acabó el agua en el desierto, y sabía si no hallara agua pronto se iba a morir. In the distance he noticed through the dancing heat a dot in the horizon. Y cuando él estaba caminando miraba verberear la tierra desde lejos y miraba un puntito allá bien lejos. Y dice, ¿qué será eso? What could that possibly be? As he got closer, he thought, that kind of looks like a cabin. That kind of looks like a cabin. It's got to be a mirage. Yeah? Y cuando estaba acercándose a ese puntito, dice, es una casita, un tejabancito allá, no puede ser, dice. Y se estaba acercando, and the closer he got, he said, oh, it was a cabin, okay? It was a cabin. And he says, I'll go in there and I'll find some shade for a few hours. He said, voy a entrar a ese tejabancito y voy a hallar una sombra por un tiempo, un poco de tiempo. And when he came in, to his amazement, there was a well. A pump well right there in the corner, okay? Y cuando entró, hermanos, había una noria, una pompa de agua en la esquina, una de esas de palanca, ahí. He ran to it, brothers, and he grabbed that handle, and he started pumping it, because he was so thirsty. Y mirándole, arrancó y empezó a darle a la palanca con toda su fuerza y con toda velocidad, y solo salía polvo, and only dust was coming out of it, brothers, and a faint sucking sound from way down deep somewhere. Okay? Polvito le estaba saliendo nomás. Y, oh, ¿de qué sirvió esto? Yeah? And then he looked down on the side of the pump, and there was a little tin can tied with a wire. Okay, and there was a note in the tin can. He reaches down there and takes out the note. Y luego miró que había una taza de fierro con un alambre amarrado de la pompa y una nota dentro. Y agarró la nota y la sacó y la abrió. And this is what it said. It says here, dear stranger, the pump is all right as of 1932. I put a new sucker washer in it and it should last for quite a few years. Okay? Dice ahí, oh extranjero, esta pompa está bien preparada desde 1932. Le he puesto
Una guacha.
That's how you fix everything. Put an A in it. Le he puesto allí una guacha de baqueta allá abajo para que chupe bien y dure muchos años, dice.
But the washer dries out and the pump needs to be primed with water.
Okay. Pero lo que pasa, dice la nota, que esa guacha se reseca esa baqueta y se tiene que echarle agua para que empiece a chupar bien de abajo.
It says, under the white rock buried over there in the other corner is a bottle of water out of the sun and corked up. There is only enough water to prime the pump, but not if you drink any of it.
Okay. Y luego dice la nota, ahí en la esquina, en la otra esquina está enterrada una botella de agua con un corcho. Y esa botella va a ser para que tú le eches agua y remojes abajo la chupadora, no sé cómo le dicen allá abajo. Mande. Empaque, gracias, el empaque allá abajo. Y empiece a sacarte agua. Pero no va a ser suficiente si te la tomas. Fíjate.
And the instruction goes on. Pour in a fourth of the water into the pump and let her soak for a minute to wet the leather washer.
Y luego la instrucción dice, échale una cuarta parte de la botella de agua en la pompa para que remoje el empaque de baquete abajo y déjalo que se remoje por un minuto.
Afterwards, he says, pour the rest of it, and as you're pouring, start pumping, okay? Start pumping. You'll get water, trust me. This well has never run dry.
Yeah? Y luego dice, echa la cuarta parte que se remoje, dice, y después, dice, de un minuto, échale el resto abajo por el tubo, y mientras estás echando, empieza a pompear bien recio, dice, y vas a sacar agua, vas a sacar mucha agua. Confía en mí, lo que digo, nunca se ha secado la pompa, la noria, nunca se ha secado.
And when you get watered up, fill the bottle again and put it back where you found it for the next stranger who comes this way.
Y cuando termines de llenarte de agua, dice, llena la botella otra vez y entiérrala allá donde mismo para la otra persona que venga pueda hacer lo mismo.
Now the question, brothers, for us, if that was us,
si eso fuera nosotros,
would you pour all the water down that tube or would you drink it?
Si fueras tú, ¿te tomarías esa botella de agua o le echarías toda en el tubo? ¿Qué harías tú?
That's how the Bible is, okay? That's God's instruction for us, okay?
Así es la palabra de Dios y así nos instruye a nosotros que tengamos fe y confiemos en el Señor con todo nuestro corazón, con toda la botella.
And when God says we're to trust in Him and trust in the Lord and trust with all our heart, with the entire bottle, brothers, He wants us to trust Him.
Yeah? Then the Lord's blessing comes. What did it say?
Then your vats will be filled with plenty and your barns will be filled with plenty, your vats will overflow with new wine.
Y por eso nos da la promesa. Entonces tus graneros se llenarán de abundancia y tus lagares rebosarán de mosto. Y ahí está, hermanos, mucha gente nunca miran, experiencian esta abundancia de bendición.
And that's why a lot of Christians never experience the full abundance of God's blessings in different ways into our life because we are not unwilling to pour the entire bottle of trust in the Lord.
Yeah. God wants the entire bottle, the entire heart. Okay? Todo el corazón, el Señor quiere que le vaciemos en sus promesas. Yeah?
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Es lo que vamos a hablar sobre hoy, hermanos.
I'll give you a little preview areas we're going to hit.
Estas son áreas que vamos a nosotros a tentar, ¿eh? Para que nos ayude a crecer en esta área del mayordomía.
First of all, brothers, yeah, there's the trust there, right?
We're going to take a personal inventory to see if I really trust God. Vamos a tomar un inventario de nuestra vida, si de veras confiamos en el Señor.
We're going to have to recognize that God is our source, okay?
Not me, not my abilities. Okay, vamos a ver que hay que reconocer que Dios es nuestro recurso, ¿eh? Completamente. No yo, mis habilidades o mi cuenta bancaria. You understand God's principles. We're going to look at God's principles. There's going to be 10 of them. That's why it's going to take so long. Okay? And they're really good. Really good principles. Vamos a ver los principios de Dios. Número 3. Principios de mayordomía. Principios que nos ayudan a nosotros a vivir como Dios quiere. Como, vivir como Dios puede bendecir. Yeah. This helps us to live in a way that God can bless us. We can become blessable. Yeah. There's another way of living. And he says, I can't bless that. I can't bless that because it's not according to my word. Yeah. So we got to choose if we're really going to trust the Lord this coming year. That'll be next week. So we're going to surrender everything to God. Yeah. Número 4, vamos a rendirle todo a Dios. Yeah. Es una decisión que uno hace de fe. And you do that between you and God, and it's based on faith, okay? Are you really going to trust the Lord with who you are and what you have? Yeah. And last, we're going to test God's promises, okay? Y el último, vamos a poner de prueba las promesas de Dios. God invites us to put him to the test only in the area of his promises. Put him to the test. That's the only time we can put him to the test. El único tiempo que podemos poner a Dios a prueba es en las áreas de sus promesas. Si Él nos da una promesa, vamos a poner a prueba a Dios. Ponme a prueba, dice Dios. So let's go to the area of personal inventory. Vamos a ver el área de inventario personal. ¿Eh? Inventario personal. So, let's look at the verse. Vamos mirando el versículo 139. Even King David wanted God to take a personal inventory of his heart. Okay? And we got to do that. Only a mature Christian is willing to let God say, show me, God, what's in my heart. Okay? Some people are too scared. I don't want to know what's in my heart. I don't know what God's going to pull out of there. But if you love the Lord and you want to please him, we have to do that. We have to do that. Tenemos que dejar a Dios que tome un inventario de nuestro corazón, que nos enseñe qué hay en el corazón. Cosas buenas, cosas malas. Yeah. He says, look into my heart, God, and find out everything I am thinking. Don't let me follow evil ways, but lead me in the way that time has proven true. Okay? That's one of the modern translations there. It says, escudriñame, oh Dios, y conoce mi corazón. Pruébame, y conoce mis inquietudes. Y ve si hay en mí camino malo. Y guíame en el camino eterno. Yeah. Ve si hay en mi camino malo. Entonces, si Dios sabe, pero me está pidiendo, enséñame a mí si hay camino malo. Enséñame a mí si hay camino malo. Quiero saberlo yo, Señor. So here's some truth, brothers, that helps us have stronger trust in the Lord. Hay verdades que nos ayudan a confiar más fuerte en el Señor. And first of all, is that only God knows everything about us, according to this psalm right here. En acuerdo a este salmo, a lo que dice David, que solo Dios sabe todo de nuestra vida. Y solo Él puede dirigirnos correctamente. See, he recognizes that since God knows everything, he's the only one that can lead me correctly. He's the only one that can lead me correctly. And that's what it means to be a Christian, brothers, is letting the Lord Jesus lead us. The Lord is my shepherd. What do the shepherds do? They lead us. Yeah. Decimos, el Señor es mi pastor. ¿Y qué hacen los pastores? Nos dirigen. Nos dirigen. Yeah. And we need to really settle down and ask ourselves, do I really believe the Lord can lead me correctly? Hazte la pregunta, ¿de veras puedo dejar que Dios me dirija? ¿Me puede dirigir a mí correctamente? ¿Eh? Muchas veces decimos sí, pero saliendo hacemos lo incorrecto. No dejamos que nos dirija. ¿Eh? No cambiamos las áreas en nuestra vida que no son acuerdo a su dirección. Fíjate. Number two, only God can lead me correctly, as I said before. Solamente Dios sabe, lo sabe todo. Sabe todo mi corazón, lo que hay adentro. Yeah. Spend some time praying and say, God, look into my heart and show me anything there that needs to change. Yeah. Hay que orar, tomar un tiempo en oración Me gusta darle a Dios la lista de lo que quiero. Ay, Señor, quiero esto, quiero esto. Una pausa y decir, Señor, búscame, mira en este corazón y enséñame si hay algo que no te agrada, de decisiones, de planes que tengo que no te agradan, Señor, que no he llevado delante de ti para buscar permiso y dirección. Eso le agrada a Dios. Yeah. Trusting. Trusting God begins with me taking inventory. That means prayer. Tomando inventario y confiando en Dios empieza conmigo. Yeah. Until we do that, brothers, we really can't make progress. Hasta que no hacemos eso primero, hermanos, usted y Dios tomando inventario del corazón, no podemos avanzar. No podemos avanzar. Y quizás ahorita el Señor está tomando inventario. Yeah. Mira lo que está sacando acá Dios. Yeah, esto es lo bueno. Ay, este no me gusta. Y ahorita sentado aquí. Yeah. It's possible God's pulling out things of our heart right now as we sit here and as we go through the message. And you're going to say, oh, not that one, Lord, don't pull that one out. And you know what? And that's inventory. Show me, Lord. Even if it's embarrassing, even if it's doesn't feel good, I want to know, Lord, and so we can be together on the same page. Yeah. So second part, B, this area of taking inventory. There's some truths that help us here, brothers. Some questions that we have. Okay, what areas do I worry about? And you can write that. If you have your notes, you can write. Start writing some areas that help you this, because this is trust areas. Okay, trust areas. Okay, ¿qué áreas me preocupan? Áreas de tu vida. Y escríbelas ahí. ¿En qué áreas? Tus relaciones. ¿Está? Escríbela. If it's relationship, write it in there. If it's finances, write it in there. ¿Ya? Si son finanzas, escríbelas. Dice aquí, esta es un área donde yo tengo preocupación. ¿Ya? Maybe I need to grow and trust in the Lord more in this area. Because I keep worrying about it. Sigo preocupado en esta área. Ay, quizás tengo que crecer más en confiar en Dios en esta área. What areas make me fearful? ¿En qué áreas me da miedo o temor en tu vida? Yeah. Is it somebody's health? Perhaps you have a loved one who's sick and you're constantly worried, okay? Distracted. Si estás preocupado por alguien, por ti o por alguien o la salud de alguien o y tienes un temor, escríbelo, porque quizás es un área donde tienes que confiar más en el Señor, entregárselo al Señor. What makes you fearful? What makes you fearful? You might not have anything. That's okay. Wonderful. Yeah. Quizás no tienes ningún temor, pero está bien. Está bien. Let's go to the next one. What areas do you prefer to do your way? Yeah. To do your way. ¿En qué áreas de tu vida prefieres hacerlo de tu manera? Yeah. And what do I mean by that? It means I know God said to do it this way, but you know, I'm going to do it my way. That's what I mean. And it's working out so far. You know, it's working out so far. And so far nothing bad has happened. But that's an area where you are not trusting the Lord. Okay? En veces, bueno, digo que las áreas que prefieres hacerlo de tu manera son áreas donde Dios ha dicho, yo quiero que lo hagas de esta manera conforme a mi palabra. Pero tú dices, no, esta vez no, lo voy a hacer de mi manera. Porque así lo ha hecho siempre. Y nada malo ha pasado todavía. O sí ha pasado cosas malas, pero esta vez va a trabajar. Si lo sigo haciendo así. And that's an area, brothers, where you're not trusting the Lord. Es un área donde tú no estás confiando en el Señor. Y no vas a ver las bendiciones de abundancia que tú quieres y tú deseas. You will not see the abundance and the overflowing blessings of God in those areas, brothers, because you are doing it your way. Write those in there and take them to the Lord later, okay? Escríbelas y llévaselas al Señor después. Yeah. So that's a personal inventory in your heart between you and the Lord. Es un inventario entre tú y Dios de tu corazón, eh? De tu corazón. So let's go to the other area here. Recognizing God as your source. Ahora vamos a ver el área de reconocer a Dios como tu recurso. Como tu recurso. Look at the verse here. Notice what it says here. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth. Okay? You probably thought that was your ability. It is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as at this day. Okay.
Deuteronomio 8:18 dice, Mas acuérdate del Señor tu Dios, porque Él, hermanos, no tú, Él es el que te da poder para hacer riqueza, a fin de confirmar su pacto, el cual juró a tus padres como en este día.
So, bro, ahí está la tentación, hermanos. Muchos creen que ellos, de ellos viene el poder de agarrar riqueza. Pero es Dios el que da esa habilidad. Yeah?
God gives us the health. He gives us the wisdom. Okay? He gives us the opportunities to get wealth. It's not us. Yeah? He can take our health. He can take our life at any time. But he wants us to remember that he is the source of all blessings and wealth too.
Él es la fuente de toda riqueza y toda bendición, hermanos. ¿Eh?
Él nos da la habilidad a nosotros.
Y muchas veces nos jactamos, mira lo que tengo, mira lo que he guardado, mira lo que he acumulado. Eso vino de Dios. ¿Eh?
So three reasons Christians don't give more. More of what? More of themselves. And more of their treasure as well. Okay? More of their treasure as well to the Lord.
Hay tres razones por qué los cristianos no dan más a Dios, más de sí mismo y más de sus riquezas, claramente. Uh-huh.
These are what studies have, when people have been asked questions, and these are three, the biggest reasons, okay?
Estas son las tres razones más grandes porque le han hecho una encuesta a los cristianos y estas son las razones, hermanos, que ellos dijeron que no dan más a Dios. Yeah?
These are the reasons people don't give more to God, and this is one. Number one. They don't think that they can give and meet their own needs. Okay?
Ellos no creen que pueden dar a Dios y también satisfacer sus propias necesidades. Yeah. No pueden satisfacer sus propias necesidades.
In other words, brothers, that psalm that we read at the beginning, Proverbs 3:5-10, it's incorrect. Okay? We can't honor the Lord with the first of all our all that he's given to us, because we're not going to give an abundance back. We're not going to have overflowing vats, okay, and granaries. God is wrong on that, okay?
So that's where that fear comes from, brothers. Entonces, este temor, hermanos, de que no van a tener suficiente después si le dan a Dios, pues entonces está diciendo que lo que Dios dijo no está incorrecto. Que si lo de las primicias de todo lo que Él me ha bendecido, pues no me va a, no va a ver, no va a rebosar mis graneros.
Yeah, el temor nos hace pensar eso.
Fear makes us think those things, okay?
And that's one of the reasons. Here's the second reason, esta es la segunda razón. They don't know how to give.
No saben cómo darle a Dios.
They don't know how to give to the Lord. What honors the Lord? What is the biblical way of giving to the God, okay?
Now, who am I talking to, brothers? I'm talking to
people who know with all their heart that their sins have been wiped away by the blood of Christ. Okay? That's who I'm talking to. If you don't know that, if you haven't decided to accept Christ as Lord and Savior yet, you haven't, then really these principles, brothers, may not be referring to you, okay?
Estos principios son para los que creen con todo su corazón que Jesús me ha cubrido con su sangre mis pecados y ha comprado mi lugar en el cielo. Yeah.
Estos son los principios para nosotros. Yeah.
And so they don't know how to give.
Now, if your soul has been bought and paid for by the blood of Christ, how do I give properly to the Lord?
Si mi alma ha sido cubrida y comprada por la sangre de Cristo, ¿cómo le doy apropiadamente a Dios?
Malachi 3:10 talks about that. Okay,
Malaquías 3:10 habla sobre eso. And you should look it up. Yeah?
But it's not about tipping the Lord, like if he was a waiter. Okay,
no se habla de dar primicia. ¿Cómo dice? Propina. ¿Eh? Propina a Dios. Como si fuiste a comprar un plato de carne asada y, y le vas a dar, aquí están $3, Señor. Yeah.
Oh, here's $3, Lord. Here's $5, Lord.
Yeah.
That doesn't honor the Lord if he's the one who paid for your soul and purchased your place in heaven with his own blood. You know?
Malachi 3:10, go to there. That's where it starts. Ahí son empieza, hermanos.
But number three, they don't prepare by planning to give. That's another thing, a reason Christians don't give more to God. They're always unprepared. Always unprepared.
La tercera razón, hermanos, que no dan más a Dios es que no están preparados. No hacen planes para dar a Dios. No hacen planes.
Before you come to church, you should already know what week you're going to give your offering to the Lord. What Sunday? Is it every Sunday? You know it's going to be every Sunday. If it's one Sunday a month or every two Sundays, you should already have planned that, okay? And you already know how much.
Y no solo lo planeaste, es cuando lo, qué tan, qué día vas, qué domingo vas a dar. ¿Eh? Después el primer cheque, o el, también el segundo cheque, o nomás una vez al mes, para cubrir todo el mes de una vez. Tú ya estás planeando y ya sabes cuánto vas a dar. ¿Eh? No cuánto vas a sentir que vas a dar.
Some people go by their feeling. Okay, how much? Okay, how good was the worship? If it was really good, I'm going to give more.
Okay? Depende, muchos dan con sus emociones. ¿Eh? Oh, si estaba bien buena la alabanza, pues, ay, me voy a dar más. O si está bien bueno el sermón, pues voy a dar más. ¿Eh?
We don't give by the emotion, but we give not to the pastor, not to the you give to the Lord, okay?
No estamos dándole al pastor, no le estamos dando a la iglesia, le estamos dando a Dios. A Dios. ¿Eh?
Y hay que planearlo de antemano.
¿Cuánto?
When I was young, brothers, I'd open my wallet and look inside and I'd plan right there how much I was going to give.
Right?
I knew I was going to give something, but depending what was in the wallet, okay? If I had some fives, some tens, some twenties, okay? And I would decide right there which one it was going to be.
Cuando yo era joven, hermanos, iba a la iglesia, abría la cartera, y ahí es donde planeaba yo lo que iba a dar. Había cinco, unos, dieces, veintes, y ahí escogía lo que iba a dar.
Because I didn't know how else to give. No sabía cómo. No había, nadie me había enseñado. Nobody had taught me how to give, okay? How to plan and know ahead of time what was I going to honor the Lord with. And one time, brothers, I had a few ones and $100 bill.
Whoa, that was a tough one. Una vez, yo abrí la cartera y tenía unos cuantos unos, como unos tres de uno, unos $3, y luego un billete de 100. Y cuánto, y ahí está duro, you know.
And the Spirit says, you know you got to give the 100.
I know the Holy Spirit was talking to me.
Yes, Lord, you're right.
Y el Espíritu me dijo, tú sabes que no le vas a dar los unos. Dale el 10.
Well, no.
I knew the Lord, he's not a $3 God. Okay.
El Señor no es un Dios de $3, hermanos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because where my treasure is, there will my heart be also.
Donde está mi tesoro, hermanos, ahí va a estar mi corazón.
Y yo le di mi tesoro al Señor, esos $100, y salí con gozo mi corazón.
I gave God the $100 bill.
I remember that day.
And I had joy in my heart when I left.
Yeah. Because he had my heart. I showed him he had my heart.
So that's why it's best to plan ahead of time what you're going to give the Lord.
Es mejor planear adelante. De antemano, ¿cuánto es el Señor? ¿De cuánto le va a honrar al Señor?
So, brothers, these are the main reasons people don't give more. That's why we got to do it right.
Tenemos que hacerlo bien, hermanos, si vamos a dar correctamente.
Okay? Stewardship, number three. Now, let's look at the principles. It's going to be 10 of them, brothers. We're only going to cover 4 because we have the Lord's Supper. Okay? And we'll finish up the rest next week.
Tenemos 10 principios, hermanos, de mayordomía, hermanos, que vamos a ver, pero solo vamos a ver 4 esta mañana. Después, la siguiente semana vamos a ver los demás porque tenemos la cena del Señor. Está después del servicio, o parte del servicio, podemos decir.
Here are the 10 principles, brothers.
10 principios importantes.
Memorize them. Memorízalos.
porque son muy importantes. Number one, the who's in charge principle. The who's in charge. Okay? Este principio es el principio de quién es el dueño. ¿Eh? ¿Quién es el dueño? We could say who's the owner principle. That's another option you could say. Who's the owner principle? Let's look at what the verse says, Psalm 24:1. Salmo 24:1. ¿Qué dice aquí? The earth and everything on it belong to the Lord. Okay? The earth and everything on it belong to the Lord. The world and its people belong to Him. Now, some people might, be, of course, be rebelled against Him, sold out to doing evil, okay? But because they belong to Him, He's going to judge them, okay? Judgment is coming because they belong to Him. If they weren't His, He wouldn't judge them. He had no right to judge them if they weren't His. Okay? Dice el Salmo 24:1, del Señor es la tierra y todo lo que hay en ella. ¿Eh? El mundo y los que en él habitan. Algunos malignos son de Dios, por eso los va a juzgar. Si no fueran de él, él no tiene derecho de juzgarlos en el final, pero son de Dios aún los malignos, y todo es de Dios. So basically saying everything is mine. Okay, in fact, I don't even know why we should even use the word mine. Okay, no tiene sentido usar ni la palabra mío. Porque todo es de Dios. So what really is mine? Okay, if it all, it's all the Lord's, okay? So God's the owner. I'm the manager. Okay, that's what this principle is communicating. Who's in charge or who's the owner principle? God is the owner and I'm the manager then. Entonces, el resultado entonces de entender este versículo es que Dios es el dueño y yo soy el administrador. ¿Eh? Yo administro lo que es de Dios. I handle what belongs to God. I manage it. Okay? I manage it. So this is an eternal truth, brothers, that the world does not recognize this. Okay? The world doesn't recognize God, much less that He owns everything and all that I have. They don't believe those things. But brothers, we do. And we're going to see the truth of it. We're going to stand before the Lord one day. One day God's going to take this old earth and He's going to destroy it before our very eyes and start over with a new earth, the Bible says. A new heavens and a new earth. Okay? Because it was His all the time, all along. Un día vamos a ver la verdad que Dios es el dueño de todos, hermanos. Delante de nosotros va a tomar este mundo entero, hermanos, y lo va a destruir. Lo va a quemar. Y lo va a hacer... Y lo va a tirar y va a empezar con un nuevo mundo y un nuevo cielo, hermanos. ¿Eh? We're going to see the truth of that. We got to start living like it right now. That's what God wants us to live by faith means. Vivir por fe requiere que vivamos como si Dios es el dueño. Ahorita. ¿Eh? So, that's important. That's the first principle. Who's in charge principle? Now, let's look at our life. Ahora miremos nuestra vida. ¿Quién es el dueño? En nuestra vida. Who's the owner? If we look at our life and the way we're living, the way we're making decisions, who right now is the owner? Who's in charge right now in our life? Okay? Just give Him the answer. Okay? Because nothing can change unless we see what the truth is. Okay? And then God can receive and be given the glory as we surrender the things that belong to Him. Yeah. Second part of this same... Oh, this is the second principle. The give and grow principle. Aquí está el principio de dar y crecer. De dar y crecer. Cuando damos, crecemos. It means that when you give, you grow. When you give, you grow. It's kind of like even trees, when you prune them, and you prune away and they give away their branches, they grow and produce fruit. They produce fruit. Miramos el principio de dar con los árboles, cuando los podas, los árboles de fruta dan más fruto. ¿Eh? Ellos dan sus bracitos, se dan sus bracitos, pero dan un fruto después el siguiente año. It happens in human lives too. So practicing stewardship produces growth. Okay? Practicando la mayordomía produce crecimiento espiritual en nosotros.
spiritual growth and also relational growth. Okay? Giving people have lots of friends. Okay? Have lots of friends. Are admired. Okay? Are lifted up.
Aún también se miran las relaciones, las personas que dan en sus relaciones, dan de su tiempo, de su amor, de sus. Esas personas tienen muchos amigos, muchas amistades, apreciados. Pero los que son hacia un agarre y tacaño de su tiempo, de sus recursos, somos
pocos hermanos, pocos. Practicing stewardship enables people to do a few things, brothers. Okay. Vamos a ver que practicar la mayordomía permite que hagamos ciertas cosas. Que, and I'm going to read them to you because they're in your notes. Okay. Se los voy a leer porque están en sus notas, hermanos, de lo que hacen estas cosas, lo que produce. Let me read. The first one, brothers, practicing stewardship enables people to find their spiritual gift, because spiritual gifts, brothers, is part of a responsibility to manage those gifts, okay, to be a good administrator of the gift of God, okay. And how do you manage your spiritual gift? It starts by using it, serving the Lord, helping people with it, okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you want to know what they are? Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there's a bunch there of the spiritual gifts that God wants you to manage. En 1 Corintios capítulo 12, hermanos, hay un montón de dones espirituales y tú tienes uno de ellos. Y Dios quiere que tú lo administres correctamente. Lee ese capítulo, 1 Corintios capítulo 12. Vas a ver, va a ser una bendición para ti esta semana. In other words, it helps people increase their faith, brothers, when we honor the Lord, okay, from our treasures. Nos aumenta la fe a nosotros, hermanos. Cuando damos de nuestras primicias al Señor, número tres. Number three, it helps people become spiritually sensitive to the Lord. Okay? Nos hace a nosotros susceptibles espiritualmente al Señor. Okay? Y ahí también en Malaquías 3, del 8 al 10, habla sobre el área donde debemos ser espiritualmente sensibles al Señor. Number four, to be fruitful in God's kingdom. Nos hace fructíferos en el reino de Dios. It helps us to receive blessings from God. Nos ayuda a recibir bendiciones del Señor. And number six, it helps us to be a blessing to others, of course. Nos ayuda a ser una bendición a otros. And last, number seven, it makes a lasting contribution to God, okay, and His kingdom, and the work in His kingdom. Nos ayuda a hacer una contribución duradera para el reino de Dios. Yeah? Cuando estamos nosotros. We tell you, when we give to the missionaries, that's a lasting, that was last month, that was a lasting contribution, brothers. The people's lives are going to be touched forever and ever because we helped back them up financially through our offerings. All right. We're going to stop there. I think we're going to go to number... We're going to number three later, okay? Running out of time. So, at this point, brothers, we're going to pray, okay? And one of the things we're doing, brothers, is a requirement of being partaking of the Lord's Supper is that we partake in a worthy manner. And what does that mean? It means we confess our sin to God, okay? And you ask God to forgive you. And you turn away from your sins or from areas of weakness and temptation. You say, Lord, give me strength. I turn away from them. Is there a relationship? Did you hurt somebody's feelings and not you haven't fixed that yet? You don't take the Lord's Supper until you go get right with your brother. Jesus said, then come and give your offering to the Lord. Entonces debemos, hermano, participar en una manera digna del Señor cuando tomamos la cena. Si hemos estado en pecado, hay que arreglar eso con el Señor primero. Si estamos en una relación, estamos peleados con otro hermano, no compartimos, porque hasta que no arregles eso primero, dijo Jesús. ¿Eh? Un hermano ofendido, arréglalo primero y después ven y da tu ofrenda, que es compartir la cena del Señor. So let's bow our heads and let's prepare our hearts. Vamos a preparar nuestro corazón delante del Señor. Dear Lord, we come before you, Lord, this morning as we seek to grow in our trust in you. We also, Lord, want to grow in our obedience to you, Lord, in the area, Lord, of living holy lives, righteous lives. And we want to ask, Lord, that you cleanse us now, Lord. We confess our sins, Lord. We confess, Lord, areas in our life where we have failed you this week and failed others as well. Forgive, Lord, and cleanse us by the blood of your Son. Ahorita, Señor, venemos y nos inclinamos el rostro, Señor, para que tú nos limpies, pidiéndote a ti, Señor, declarando, Señor, nuestro pecado. Donde te hemos a ti, Señor, ofendido, o ofendido a un hermano o hermana con nuestras acciones, palabras. Oh, Señor, solo por la sangre de Jesús podemos ser perdonados. Límpianos, oh Jesús. Haznos dignos, Señor, de tener el gozo de compartir contigo estos elementos que un día lo vamos a hacer en el cielo. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.